Watch Mayorkas Mislead Americans on Border Wall. By Neil Munro on October 6, 2023. President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief is trying to quell progressive outrage and GOP glee after he announced he would build another 17 miles of President Donald Trump's 450-mile border wall. There is no new administration policy with respect to the border wall. Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas insisted at a press conference in Mexico on Thursday. The law requires the government to use these funds for this purpose, he said. But Mayorkas is a careful lawyer and politician. He picks his words carefully as he tries to calm left-wing anger over the 17 extra miles of border wall, while also trying to persuade swing voters that the Biden administration has not opened the border. His political zigzag is spotlighted in this sentence. From day one, this administration has made clear that a border wall is not the answer. Left-wingers were pleased by Mayorkas's claim that a border wall is not the answer. They include Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who demanded Mayorkas's agency pull down the existing wall. But his not-the-answer statement also allows ordinary Americans to falsely believe that Mayorkas wants to stop illegal migration. The statement tricks Americans into thinking that Mayorkas is answering the public's question, how do we stop illegal migration? Responded John Fear, a former top enforcement official in President Donald Trump's administration. In reality, Fear said, Mayorkas believes his most important question is, how do we welcome mass illegal immigration? So Mayorkas is really telling us that a strong border wall won't impede his efforts to welcome mass illegal immigration, Fear said. And it is true, Fear added. For example, Mayorkas has opened numerous legal loopholes along the border that let millions of economic migrants walk past, sneak through, and fly over the border wall. Voters are confused, and the reality is the migrants are still coming, Fear said. On the same press conference stage as Mayorkas, Biden's pro-migration Secretary of State Antony Blinken sketched the question facing Mayorkas. Under the 2022 Los Angeles Declaration, at the last summit of the Americans, we're charged with taking coordinated actions, added, so what must we do? To stabilize flows, to expand regular pathways, to humanely manage all of our borders. A top White House official at the press conference also described the border challenges and questions facing Mayorkas. Immigration Czar Elizabeth Sherwood Randall said, we have discussed the importance of developing approaches that enable us to tackle the human, added, not economic, crisis of irregular migration. That is both a humanitarian challenge, a public health challenge, an environmental challenge, and a security challenge, added, but not an economic challenge, for the entire hemisphere. The term irregular migration does not include the migrants invited through loopholes by Mayorkas. On multiple occasions, Mayorkas has publicly described his goal of expanding regular pathways so employers can get all the foreign workers they want without offering higher wages to Americans. Regrettably, our legal immigration system is not designed to meet the needs of employers here in the United States, Mayorkas told the Senate's Judiciary Committee in May. He continued, we have employers who are striving to hire, to find people who could fill jobs to contribute to our country's economic prosperity. Regrettably, our legal immigration system is not designed to meet that need of employers here in the United States, despite the fact that individuals from other countries want to come here to work, even seasonally, even temporarily, earn the money that they can bring back to their home countries and support their families there. In December 2022, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years. Canada's cheap labor migration policy has been disastrous to millions of ordinary Canadians who have been damaged by falling wages and higher housing prices. But Mayorkas does still believe that there is some political value to building more walls, Fair laughed, adding. All of these people at Fox News are talking about, oh, it's really a border wall. It's really a border wall when in reality it doesn't matter at all. And that, fuss, is a political distraction from Mayorkas's migration. Since 2021, Mayorkas has made much progress in his effort to flood Americans' labor market with migrants. For example, he has allowed more than 4 million migrants through the border. That flood has helped to cut wages, spike rents, and reduce inflation. In September, he also won a court battle that will allow him to import many more foreign graduates for the Fortune 500 white-collar jobs needed by American graduates. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats,